Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club. My name is Michaela. This is a TVDU podcast, the Vampire Diaries Universe podcast. Don't forget to check out my links in the description if you want to support my podcast.
So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from the Vampire Diaries, the originals, and legacies. So I finally got around to reading the first book of the Vampire Diaries called The Awakening. It was written by L.J. Smith in 1991. It was published. So I knew that I wanted to read it eventually. I was put off from it because I thought it was going to be a lot more different than the show than it actually was, at least according to the first book. There are some big major differences, especially with appearances. However, since I already know what they look like, that's what they're going to look like for me for the most part. There were some other differences, though. So Bonnie is a Scottish redhead, a short little Scottish redhead, and she is short in the TV show, but she is not Scottish nor a redhead. Elena is a blonde. There are some characters that have different last names. For instance, Bonnie's last name, she is not a Bennett. I don't even think, according to the first book, Bennets are not mentioned as witches. Vicky from the TV show is a Bennett, Vicky Bennett. I cannot remember Matt's last name right now, but I don't think it's Donovan. So I just looked it up and it is Honeycutt. Crazy last names. So Bonnie has a sister. Matt and Vicky are not twins or siblings at all. Jeremy does not exist. She has a little four-year-old sister named Margaret. Her parents did die a few years prior to this. She lives with her Aunt Judith, not Aunt Jenna, and her Uncle Robert. So the town is not called Mystic Falls. I think the TV show did that because Mystic Falls seemed a lot more lore-y, like it went with the mystic lore that is around, versus the other title that was Fell's Church. So in the books, there's a character named Meredith Fell, which is basically the role that Caroline ends up playing in the TV show. Caroline is not really a big part of the TV show. I mean, of the books, she's more like her arch enemy, at least in the first book. They were friends when they were little, but they just became enemies. And Bonnie seems closer, Elena seems closer to Meredith Fell, who we do see as a short character who comes in the TV show, but this is basically the place of Caroline. So Catherine is in the books as well, and she is Elena's doppelganger. I had said on another one of my podcasts that she was not. That was just misinformation I read on the internet. They do look pretty much alike. However, in the books, Elena is depicted as stronger, and she has a stronger mind than Catherine, which is not the case in the TV show. Catherine probably has one of the strongest minds in the television show. Catherine was turned in the 15th century. In the TV show, she was also turned in the 15th century. It was 1492. However, Damon and Stefan, as they were still turned by Catherine in both versions, the book and the TV show, in the TV show, they weren't turned until 1864, where in the book, they are Italian and turned as well in the 15th century. And actually, I'm not even sure that Catherine was turned in the 15th century, but it seems that way. And probably the funniest different last name that there is for me was Tyler Smallwood, and I think that suits his character better. He just reminds me of a guy with a small wood who, like, has to overcompensate with anger, even though we know it's because he's a werewolf. But The major focus of both the book and the TV show is Elena Gilbert and the love triangle that she has with two brothers. So these vampires have a lot more powers and abilities in the book than they do in the TV show for the animal turning and other things like that. They still have compulsion. I don't think it's actually called compulsion. He keeps saying, I don't want to give in to the shadows. I felt like there was a lot more religion in this book than I am used to, and I think it was mostly because it was written in the 90s. I don't know why Fell's Church is called Fell's Church. I don't know if Meredith has something to do with that, Meredith Fell or the Fells in general. We shall see when I read the next book. So Elena is very popular, very center of attention, jealous girl. She's on a trip to France and she comes home and is about to start school. And this new guy arrives, and it's very similar to the scene where Stefan ends up compelling, but they don't run into each other in the bathroom. She basically uses other people to get what she wants, which isn't different really from the show, in my personal opinion. Like I said, Catherine comes off as scared or fragile and sweet and innocent, where Elena is just more of Catherine's bad traits. However, she still cares about her family and friends. She's super jealous of Caroline, though, like I said, and she just, the fact that she got rejected by Stefan was a huge issue for her because she doesn't get rejected by boys. And in this book, Stefan is trying his hardest to stay away from her because he's afraid of what he's going to do to her and because of how much she looks like Catherine. So Stefan never eats lunch with anybody. A lot of people were looking at him. And Elena is just breaks up with Matt because she wants Stefan and doesn't admit it. But that's pretty much the reason. She makes up a whole boyfriend when she finds out, when Stefan like tells her no, basically in front of the entire class, she makes up like plan B. They also mention, they go to like the graves, like older graves. So a lot, and you see Honoraire Fell is mentioned, which is funny because there is an episode where Stefan is asking, what kind of name is Honoraire Fell? And Damon's like, quiet, you're the one who killed her. So the episode where like Vicky gets saved from Tyler by Jeremy is really different because, again, Jeremy doesn't exist. And so they're at a homecoming dance and Elena goes with Matt just because Matt's able to get Stefan a go. Matt already knew Stefan was going because he was going with Caroline, who Elena had not cared about for weeks. When Elena figures this out, she gets angry as she goes to approach him. Even though she's catching him, like staring at her and stuff, she's like, you're here with Caroline? And like she goes over to Matt like, how could you? And everybody must have seen it because her two friends go up to her. But she eventually gets angry and is with Tyler Smallwood. And there's a character in here named Dick who is going with Vicky. And they end up going to a graveyard. They had some other people to come with them too, but those are the only two characters that ended up there. So in the graveyard, Tyler forces himself upon Elena, while Vicky is hooking up with this kid, Dick. And all of a sudden, that is when Stefan shows up and just starts beating the crap out of him and can't control himself. And this is when they finally get to talk. Elena asks him, like, why do you hate me? And he's just like, I don't hate you. It's because you remind me of somebody, and we all know that's Catherine. And in these episodes, Stefan can't remember if he fed on people or if he's the one who killed them. He doesn't remember actually killing them. He just blames himself. And when we see Bonnie practicing magic, she's a McCall. So it's not from her ancestors. It's from druids. Mr. Tanner is still a character and he is still a dick. So we see Bonnie help Elena do a spell to find her future husband, and while Elena's in this trance, her dog winds up dead. And so what's happening is that Elena actually invited this man in, and it was a vampire. She had seen him before. When she saw him before, it was in the school where all the doors were supposed to be locked, and somehow he got in. And she was like, yeah, I don't know. Basically, you're not supposed to be in here. And is very hostile towards him. Turns out it's Damon, obviously. I don't know if I already said that, but he was waiting outside Bonnie's house just in case somebody said come inside, which I'm not sure how this works in the books, because in the TV show, it has to be the owner of the house, and Elena wouldn't own Bonnie's house to be able to do that. So I don't know. So in Mystic Falls, Mr. Tanner dies at a football game. In Fells Church, Mr. Tanner dies at a haunted house that they put on every year for the school to raise money. It is some kind of an event. There are lots of people dressed up. And Elena noticed that there was like somebody that was dressed all in black and walked over to Mr. Tanner. Because Mr. Tanner is a bully and Stefan doesn't like that. So he started to stand up for Elena, similar to his character in the TV show. So a lot of people saw him have a public altercation with him. And that is when he walks away. He doesn't remember what happened. And Tyler just starts blaming him because it turns out Mr. Tanner was murdered. And just like the TV show, it was Damon. But Damon was able to confuse Stefan and everybody else to make Stefan think it was him. And Tyler was looking for vengeance because of how badly he was beaten up by Stefan and blames Stefan. Matt helps Stefan get away. Stefan tells Matt to look out for Elena, and Elena just knows something is up. Elena is panicking and is trying to save Stefan. She ends up going to the woods. It's snowing, and she's found passed out. And she sees Stefan telling her, wake up, wake up, wake up. So Bonnie ends up doing a spell to figure out how she can find Stefan. And throughout this book, much like the first episode, there is a crow following all of the characters around, looking very suspicious. And the crow is Damon. In the books, they can turn into animals. And in the first few episodes of the show, they can. They don't end up doing that again because, well, the crow was hard to work with and he pooped on everything. So I don't know if I said this, but I believe that the version of the book that I read, it was on Audible. And I believe that it was revised in 2007. However, in this edition, Klaus is named as the person who turns Catherine. Catherine was very ill, and her father was desperate to find something to help her feel better. And one of her doctors or nurses brings this man to her, and she had heard from the townspeople he was evil. His name is Klaus. We don't get much of his story, just that she had heard he was evil. So Catherine seems much more innocent in the books. She does lead on both brothers. She's hoping that they can all be together as one forever. And the two brothers are like, I hate them. We are not going to do this. And she's like, but you guys are brothers. Can't you do this for me? And she's like, no. They're like, we're too jealous for this shit. And so turns out she ends up killing herself, taking off her ring after she gives them daylight rings. And dies. Because she left them a letter saying that she wants them to be together. And so far in the book, that seems innocent. And like, I'm just hoping that she comes back. I'm hoping she's more like Catherine in the movie. In the TV show, I mean. Where she is, like, she faked her own death and is running from them. But I guess we'll see. Only time will tell. But she clearly cared about them more in this version just because she let them think she killed himself for them and not for her. Giuseppe is still their father and is mad at Damon for not attending university instead of not being part of the war. I don't know if I mentioned, but Damon and Stefan are not Salvatores. They're Salvatori because they are Italian, and it's Catherine. Damon, the more he drinks, the more he is able to manipulate weaker minds and the weather even around him. And you don't really see vampires manipulating weather in the TV show. So at the Halloween party / haunted house thing that they do, you actually see, in the TV show, you see Vicky dressed up as a vampire. And actually in the book, Stefan dresses as a vampire. And Elena really didn't think he was going to, but he did for her. So while we're at like this Halloween party thing and Mr. Tanner is murdered and everybody's seen Stefan yell at him, we have Tyler, who's like, the murder started when he appeared to town. And he's right, they did. And so everybody is thinking that it's Stefan. He gets away. And so, like I said, Elena was worried about him. So Elena and Stefan kind of put it together that it's Damon. That, like, if you feed on animal blood, she's like, every time that this happens, like, somebody dies, like, I've ran into this other guy. Because Stefan's like, it's only me. It has to be me. She's like, if you feed on animal blood and he feeds on human blood, he would be stronger like you do to humans, right? So basically they figure out it's Damon. Who else would it be? So Stefan assumes she's probably right in that it could be Damon, I guess. So he tries to call forth Damon and Damon shows up and basically tells him to stay away from Elena. And obviously Stefan refuses and tells Damon that he should be staying away from her. And so something happens. Stefan doesn't show up at school. Elena gets worried. And she's looking for him everywhere and he is not found. And it looks even more suspicious because the whole town thinks that he murdered her and that he's running. So she immediately knows that it's Damon and she starts screaming. She has like a meltdown in school and then she leaves and she's like, Damon, get down here. And the weather starts going crazy and she knows she should be afraid, but she doesn't care. She just keeps telling him off and telling him, where's Stefan? And he's like, you really want to go against me? And like is saying that they're going to be together forever, already claiming her as his girlfriend. You know, sounds familiar. And she is not about Damon at all in the first book. She is just about Stefan, kind of like the first season. And Damon's like, you did not just declare war on me. I can hurt everyone you love. Winter is not a forgiving season and you will be like me by then. And Stefan is like so guilt-ridden. I thought in the TV show that they actually just made Stefan force Damon to become a vampire to make Damon look better to have Elena. I didn't realize it was actually in the books. That is also in the books, just so you guys know. I really liked a lot of the powers they had in the books and wish we could have seen that more in the TV show. Overall, I really enjoyed it as much as I did the TV show. I really thought the characters, like I said, the descriptions of the characters and the things that they changed were going to make a huge impact on how I felt about the story. However, it did not. It was still really good, even with its changes, and still a lovable story. Within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing either season 3 or book 2 of The Vampire Diaries. I haven't decided which one's coming first yet, but come on back for more.